If you're blind or have low vision, how we can help. Publication number 05-10052, January 2026. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. If you're blind or have low vision. If you're blind, Social Security has special rules that allow you to receive benefits when you are unable to work. We pay benefits to people who are blind under two programs, the Social Security Disability Insurance SSDI program and the Supplemental Security Income SSI program. Although the medical rules we use to decide whether you are blind are the same for both programs, other rules are different. We explain the different rules for each program below. You can get disability benefits if you're blind. You may be eligible for SSDI benefits or SSI payments if you're blind. We consider you to be blind if your vision can't be corrected to better than 20/200 in your better eye. We also consider you blind if your visual field is 20 degrees or less in your better eye for a period that lasted or is expected to last at least 12 months. The duration requirement does not apply for SSI payments. You can get disability benefits even if you're not blind. If your vision doesn't meet our definition of blindness, you may still be eligible for disability benefits. This is true if your vision problems alone or combined with other health problems prevent you from working. For SSDI benefits, you must also have worked long enough in a job where you paid Social Security taxes. For SSI payments based on disability and blindness, prior work is not required, but your income and resources must be under certain dollar limits. How you become eligible for Social Security disability insurance benefits. When you work and pay Social Security taxes, you earn credits that count toward future SSDI benefits. If you're blind, you can earn credits anytime during the years that you work. Credits for your work after you become blind can be used to help you become eligible for benefits if you don't have enough credits at the time you become blind. If you don't have enough credits to get SSDI benefits based on your earnings, you may be able to get benefits based on the earnings of a parent or your spouse. For more information about our disability benefits, read Disability Benefits, publication number 05-10029. This booklet also is available in Braille and other formats. Disability freeze. There is a special rule that may help you eventually get higher retirement or disability benefits. We call this rule a disability freeze. You can use this rule if you're blind but aren't getting disability benefits now because you are still working. If your earnings are lower because of your blindness, we can exclude those years when we calculate your Social Security retirement or disability benefit in the future. Because Social Security benefits are based on your average lifetime earnings, your benefit will be higher if we don't count those years. Contact us if you want to file for this rule. You can get SSI payments. The SSI program is a needs-based program. Your income and resources must be less than certain dollar limits. The income limits vary from one state to another. You need not have worked under Social Security to qualify for SSI. Ask your local Social Security office about the income and resource limits in your state and read Supplemental Security Income, SSI, publication number 05-11000. This booklet is also available in Braille and other formats. You can work while receiving benefits. Work incentives make it easier for people receiving disability benefits to work. People getting SSDI benefits can continue to receive their benefits when they work as long as their earnings are not more than an amount set by law. If you're receiving SSDI benefits and you're blind, you can earn as much as $2,830 per month in 2026. This is higher than the earnings limit of $1,690 per month that applies to workers with disabilities who aren't blind. The earnings limits usually change each year. Additionally, if you're blind and self-employed, we don't evaluate the time you spend working in your business as we do for people who aren't blind. This means you can be working for your business but still receive disability benefits. This applies as long as your net profit averages $2,830 or less per month in 2026. Work figured differently beginning at age 55. If you are age 55 or older and blind, we use determination rules about work for you that are different from the rules we use for people who aren't blind. Beginning at age 55, if your earnings exceed $2,830 a month in 2026, benefits are suspended but not terminated. This applies if the work you're doing requires a lower level of skill and ability than what you did before you reached 55. We'll pay you disability benefits for any month your earnings fall below this limit. Different work incentives apply to people getting SSI. For more information about work incentives for people who receive either SSDI or SSI, read Working While Disabled, How We Can Help, publication number 05-10095. This booklet is also available in Braille and other formats. Additional information is available at www.ssa.gov/redbook. Special services for people who are blind or have low vision. Some services and products are designed specifically for people who are blind or have low vision. Social Security notices. You can choose to receive notices from us in one of the following ways. Standard print notice by first class mail. Standard print notice by certified mail. Standard print notice by first class mail and a follow-up telephone call. Braille notice and a standard print notice by first class mail. Microsoft Word file on a data compact disk, CD, and a standard print notice by first class mail. Audio CD and a standard print notice by first class mail. Large print, 18 point size, notice and a standard print notice by first class mail. You have several options for choosing how you want to receive notices from us. Visit our website at www.ssa.gov/people/blind and follow the steps provided. Call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, please call our TTY number at 1-800-325-0778. Write or visit your local Social Security office. If you have already requested notices in one of the seven formats, but need us to provide a particular Social Security document in another preferred format, let us know. If you'd like to receive notices in another way, please call us at 1-800-772-1213 or visit your local Social Security office so we can begin processing your request. If we're unable to approve your request, we'll send you the reason in writing and tell you how to appeal the decision. If you have a question about a Social Security notice, you may call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 to ask for the notice to be read or explained to you. Publications available in alternative formats. We make all our publications available in multiple formats, including Braille, audio CD, or in large print on request. Also, most of our publications are available in audio format on our website, www.ssa.gov/pubs. To receive copies of these publications in alternative formats, you can go to our website, www.ssa.gov/pubs/braillerequest.htm to order online. Call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. If you're deaf or hard of hearing, please call our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778. Mail, call, or fax your request to the Braille Services Branch at the Social Security Administration. Mailing address, Social Security Administration, Office of Printing and Alternative Media Services, 6401 Security Boulevard, Room 1305, Annex Building, Baltimore, Maryland, 21235. Phone numbers, 410-965-6414. TTY number, 1-800-325-0778. Fax number, 410-965-6413. Please have the following information available when you contact us. Title and publication number for the pamphlet or fact sheet you want. Find copies of our publications online at www.ssa.gov/pubs. Your preferred format, Braille, audio CD, or enlarged print. Name, mailing address, and telephone number for the person to whom we should send the requested publication. Contacting us. There are several ways to contact us, such as online, by phone, and in person, by appointment. Visit our website. The most convenient way to conduct business with us is online at www.ssa.gov. You can accomplish a lot. Apply for extra help with Medicare prescription drug plan costs. Apply for most types of benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Find copies of our publications. When you create a personal My Social Security account, you can do even more. Review your Social Security statement. Verify your earnings. Get estimates of future benefits. Print a benefit verification letter. Change your direct deposit information, Social Security beneficiaries only. Download a copy of your SSA-1099/1042S. If you live outside the United States, visit www.ssa.gov/foreign to access our online services. Call us. If you cannot use our online services, we can help you by phone when you call our national toll-free 800 number. We can also make a video, phone, or in-person appointment for you if needed. We provide free interpreter services upon request. You can call us at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778, if you're deaf or hard of hearing, between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time, or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month. We also offer many automated phone services available 24 hours a day, so you may not need to speak with a representative. If you have documents we need, they must be original or copies that are certified by the issuing agency. Visit us. If you are unable to conduct your business either online or using the phone, you can visit one of our offices. Offices are busiest Mondays, the morning after a federal holiday, and the first week of the month. If you come to an office, we may not be able to serve you that day. We may schedule an appointment or phone call for a different day. You can use our check-in kiosk that provides the following accessible features: standardized cabinetry, meeting specific height and width requirements, audio headphone jack sockets, accessible keyboards, built-in thermal printers and ticket dispensers, enhanced 508 compatible check-in software, touchscreen monitors with integrated privacy filters, instructions in Braille outlining the process to report any accessibility problems, integrated Braille instructions for how to use the kiosk.